Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler of the 100th Legislative District, and Lancaster County Representative Cutler. Welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to do something a little bit different and go in depth on a piece of legislation that you've introduced that is now moving in the legislative process, House Bill 111. Talk to us about what exactly your bill would do.
Well, House Bill 111 moved out of the Judiciary Committee earlier this week with a bipartisan vote. What it specifically does is sets up a hybrid process of merit selection for all of our statewide appellate level judges. The reason that this is slightly different than our current approach is it would create a panel made up of 13 members. It would have 5 appointments from the governor, 2 from each of the caucuses in the House and the Senate. And it puts some parameters in place that 4 of the 5 gubernatorial picks would be lawyers. It requires 1 non-lawyer, and the caucuses have the same mix of 1 and 1, respectively, of a lawyer and a non-lawyer. And it would require a bipartisan consensus of 10 of the 13 members in order to submit names to the governor for statewide judicial elections. Many folks might know that we have the statewide judicial elections coming up here for the various statewide courts, including the Supreme Court, and this would take the place of the current electoral process.
Talk to us about how the current process is set up and how this is going to change things and how this is going to address problems that are created by the way things are done now.
Well, if you look at our current process, it's clearly dominated by both statewide parties and the political organizations that are in place. One of the other things that's very interesting and that I've noticed after being involved many years locally is I think that, and one of the reasons, quite frankly, that why we left out the local judges is we all know who our local judges are, whether it's your local district judge, your MDJ, or if it's a countywide judge, chances are you probably know the candidate, you know where they stand and how they view the world in terms of their worldview and approach to administering the law. However, when you get into the statewide elections, it's dominated by the statewide parties and large outside interest groups and money. Many folks might recall that the last judicial election was for 3 statewide Supreme Court seats. That election has the dubious distinction of being the most expensive election in the history of not just the Commonwealth, but the entire country. And I personally do not believe that our judicial candidates should be picked on things related to outside dark political money coming in, outside special interests, or a geographical power base such as Philadelphia or Pittsburgh alone. I think that a strong judiciary requires independence, which does require some removal of the current political system. And it also requires an evaluation of what their legal philosophies are and what their practicing abilities are. Our current system doesn't really reward that. If you raise enough money, or if you get a good ballot position, or you're from an area that is geographically beneficial, you have a high likelihood of success in the party primary system. This proposal would require bipartisanship. I think it would also require that neither party dominates one way or the other, and it really forces a consensus. And I think that we would also have an entirely different field of candidates that would come into the judicial process. But there would be an application process. Their applications would go to the panel. The governor would pick from the list of 5 names. And the Senate vote has to be a supermajority as well. So this entire process is all about building consensus and picking well-qualified judicial candidates.
What kind of criteria would be used in your mind to be selected from? What are the selecting criteria here?
Well, I think in a lot of ways it would be the exact opposite of what we currently have. It wouldn't be based on your ballot position. It wouldn't be based on your ability to fundraise, and it wouldn't be based on your political connections. It would be based on your practical experiences in the courtrooms and your ability to practice as an attorney. I think that that ultimately is 2 different pools of people. And the best part about this proposal is it's a constitutional amendment. So probably one of the biggest concerns I hear is, as a voter, I don't want to lose my right to pick my judges. I completely understand that. Since it is a constitutional amendment, we actually will have the opportunity to vote on this in the next general election ballot if it passes in 2 consecutive legislative sessions. Now, with that said, we would also still have the right for a retention election vote, which is the current process. So in that part, we kept, because as candidates campaign now, they're not allowed to talk about their judicial philosophy. They're not allowed to even personally fundraise. You have to do this weird straw man transaction where a third party asks you to donate to them. And we would get rid of all of those shortcomings in our current system while still retaining the right to vote after a four-year, so it's a shortened retention period. Traditionally, in a current process, it's 10 years. This would be a shortened four-year period. You would know their judicial record by that point, and we could make an informed vote on who they are and what they stand for.
So what this really does is it brings the judicial decisions and the decisions that these people have made in their professional lives more into play in the decision on who's going to be a judge in Pennsylvania.
Yes, it absolutely would. And in addition to that, as voters, we would have even more information when they come before us the first time on the ballot.
Representative Cutler, thank you for this informative report on your legislation. And tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Brian Cutler.